Welcome back. Man, this topic right here, if y'all been rocking with me for a good little while, then you probably know where I'm about to go in or where this is about to head at. Early on when I started this, you know, segment or this channel, I talked about communication, you know, love and everything underneath the sun. But one of my biggest topics that I love personally is communication. But the second topic that I love talking about is actual love. Now, some of y'all be like, love, like, why do you like talking about love? Because it's the most controversial word in the English language, love. Do you know that there is a true definition for love? But as we live on this planet, as there's 7.8 billion people, there's no actual true definition that fits everybody criteria. So let's dive in. What is love? What do love mean? What do they even look like? Now, I'm just going to, you know, spit off some, you know, facts and definitions and stuff that it's out there for the general population. One is the actual definition of love. Now, for a lot of people, love is, I like to call it Walt Disney. If you know anything about Walt Disney, you know, you love the Prince Charming coming to rescue you when you are, you know, the princess waiting for this knight in shiny armor to rescue you. I'm going to be honest, excuse my language, that's some fucking bullshit. Now, I am not trying to shit on anybody's definition of love, by all means. But with that said, I also want people to understand that a lot of people have a different term and a different definition of what love is and what it looks like. And that's what's important. But before I dive into that, I want to actually just talk about, you know, the definition of love real quick. So hold on and just let me read this off to you real quick. What the definition, you know, for the Webster Dictionary describes, and I'm just going to paraphrase it real quick, is just a strong feeling and a strong like for something or someone. It's just a deep, passionate feeling. Now, there's four different types of love that I actually did talk about. I want to believe last year. Let me just recap what that is real quick. And then I'm about to go over on what they mean. So the first one is going to be Eros. That's the most passionate love. That's the exotic love. That's what most people want to truly experience. Philia, you know, love of a friend. It's more about like an equal partnership. Sturge, that's the love from a partner, or sorry, a parent to a child. And agape. Agape is love of mankind, basically love of all. Now, a lot of people want to experience Eros because it's that erotic and passionate love. Like it's sexy. It's pretty much exotic. But a lot of people actually go through all four. And I mean, if you research it, I mean, there's seven different types of love that I came about. If you more in the biblical terms, they have their four definition of what love is in the Bible. There's so many different types. Now, if you look at the four different types of love, as I just explained, you got the Eros, Philia, Sturge, and Agape. From a biblical standpoint, real quick, I don't want to, you know, basically digress and go into a biblical term, but if you break them down from what the biblical standpoint, Sturge is more about a empathetic bond. Philia is more of a friendship bond. Eros is more of a romantic love. And agape is unconditional God-like love. So this is from a biblical standpoint. Now, these love that we talk about, and I want to emphasize on the different types of love or just love as a feeling, because can't nobody tell you how to love. Let's just be clear real quick, because I mean, a lot of people definitely will sit here and tell you or try to tell you how to love, or you don't know how to love, or you should be loving like this. And frankly, that's wrong, because can't nobody tell you how you fucking feel. You know what you feel. You know how you feel. But here's the shit that pisses me off. Now, kick back, sit back, and listen to this one, because I'm about to get real in depth on this one, because this really kind of pisses me off. When a person doesn't show the same type of way of loving, then that person feels like they had the audacity to tell your ass that that's not love. Excuse me. You telling me because I don't love the same way that you love, then my love is not genuine? Who the fuck are you to tell me? And again, excuse my language for anybody that probably underage shouldn't be listening, but you know, I don't really have control over that. I'm sorry. But I will try to, you know, filter out my language real quick. But no, who are you to tell me on how I love? I'm not sitting here telling you how you, should love, because it's not matching mine. See, this is where the communication comes. You know, we need to sit down and talk about this, like really talk about this, and be okay with experiencing different types and different forms of love, because love is beautiful in any type of way. Some people don't know how to say it. Some people express it in so many different ways. Some people express it through sex. Some people express it through giving. If you ever heard the Myles Briggs test about the five love languages, I suggest you take that test to figure out what type of love language you are, because some people just don't, one, probably don't like saying the word, but they feel it, but they have a hard time really expressing it and saying it out loud. Or some people actually have a hard time just truly expressing how they really feel. They might feel like they're in love, but it's hard for them to actually come out and do what the quote unquote, if you see me right now, I got basically quotations up, quote unquote, the definition of love, you know, being affectionate, you know, holding hands and, you know, touching and all that lovey-dovey crap. I know some of y'all might think like, well, you don't sound romantic. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I am. I'm deep down inside, truly deep. And this is a great segue into what I'm about to get to next. Deep down inside, I am truly, truly a romantic. You know, maybe not Walt Disney romantic, not that Prince Charming and coming and save you on a white horse and all that, again, Walt Disney stuff. But by definition, for me, what I consider a romantic, I am. And I'm going to tell you why. So the segue into what I want to talk about, I actually mentioned this prior and not on the show, but I did talk about this with a couple of friends of mine. And actually, I probably did a actual clip, probably on TikTok or something like that. By the way, I am on TikTok. Check me out. I will put my link for TikTok in the description below. But I did mention that I believe, and this is just what I came across, I believe that we have five different personalities that lives inside of us when it comes down to the personality of love and sex. Let me explain. So I believe, so the first one is going to be that erotic. So it kind of ties into the, you know, the five levels of love. The four meaning of love. You got Eros, that passionate, that exotic, you know, type of love. That type of love, I like to, you know, call, that's the fire, the desire, that type of, matter of fact, wait. Let me set the mood real quick. Let me have you paint the picture real quick, okay? So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. I want you to kick back, relax, and I want you to fantasize about this. I want you to close your eyes and picture this. And I'm pretty sure everybody had this before. You know, that one partner, or the partner that you probably are with now, you know, that partner that drives you crazy, that the sexual energy is so desirable, so erotic, that every look, every smell, every taste, every touch is so sensual that you can't wait to just be close to that person. The mere sight of them just literally turns you on. You just want to rip every inch of clothes off them. And passionate love, sex, it gets so intense that time just literally fades away. That's what I'm talking about. That's the first personality. I bet you like that, didn't you? Number two. So the first one is that erotic one. Number two is going to be that kid-like, playful one. Like when you like 16, 15, 17, 21, I don't really know. I'm just throwing out numbers or ages. Whenever you actually start experiencing having sex, pardon me, hoping you was practicing safe sex. So just FYI. You know, that kid-like, that fun, like y'all playing around, and it's playful. It's not serious. It's not that erotic and not that passionate, but it's playful. You fun. You can have fun with that person. You laughing, you kissing, you biting on that person's ear. That person's biting on your ear. You know, it's fun. Okay. The third one. Now, see, the third one, we can set the mood again. See, we can get back into the, I like to say, let me get back into my Marvin Gaye or Barry White type mode. So the third one, see this one might have you doing things that you probably wouldn't do on a daily basis. We talk about the nasty, unforgivable, undeniable sex. It is so raw. It's so passionate that you do things that it's unthinkable. It takes you to new heights. It transcends you to a different plane. It might even mimic the first time or that first personality with the passionate, desirable. But this one is a little bit more dangerous. Because this one tells you you shouldn't be doing this. This is like the forbidden fruit. It transcends you into a whole different plane. It makes you want and desire, lust in ways that you can't even talk about. And then we go on to the fourth personality. Sorry to, jump off that real quick because I don't want to make this too erotic. But the fourth one we going into is the more, I would say, I don't want to say the most serious one, but that is the more, you know, in-depth one. That's the one when both of y'all soul is touching. That's when, I mean, besides the passionate, the playful, the exotic one, we talking about this is beyond sex. This is something that words can't even describe. Like, I mean, I don't even need to go into like the Marvin Gaye, Barry White type thing. Like, this is more about your energy. Like, both of y'all energy is so entwined that there's no words. Most people might call it love at first sight. It's just like you are in tune into that person. That person is in tune to you. I can get even more sexual into that. You into her, basically her, and she's into you in every sense of the word. Everything about that, you are touching spots and places that has never been touched in years. And you don't even know how you got there because both of your energy is on the same path and on the same wavelength. That is the most beautiful thing known to man. And the last one is basically your own unique personality. Here's the thing about this, man. Is I believe, and I truly believe this, if you are lucky enough, truly lucky enough to experience all five personality in one person, listen, I will suggest you wife, husband, whatever you want to call it, you don't let that person go. Because it's very unique that you can find a connection, that you can be basically what it is, you being comfortable. And that word alone, especially when it comes down to love and sex, it is super important. If a person can make you feel that comfortable, that you can show them who you are, and I mean all of you, all different parts of you, and you okay with that, and it, and that person makes you feel comfortable showing that about you, that's a beautiful thing. And that's minus the connection of sex. I really believe that's what love is all about. I believe love is not just about sex. There's so many different levels. I believe that we transcend in a whole different way when we truly love a person. And whatever that definition is and how you truly experience that, it is unique. I believe once we get off the word, the actual word, the L-O-V-E, and truly look in ourself and know what that means, first and foremost, before I even get even further, until you can truly say that you love yourself, and I mean every inch of you, the good and the bad, because, you know, we all got some good and bad in us. Like, we're not perfect. But the good and the bad, if you can look yourself in the mirror and be comfortable and love every imperfection of yourself, I think that would take you one step closer to truly understanding what love is. Because a lot of people try to get love from another person. But before you even remotely go down that road about I love you and you love me, I need to ask myself, shit, do I love myself before I even give out my love? Because honestly, if you want to know how somebody is going to love somebody, look how they treat themselves. I don't know if y'all heard that. That was kind of deep. Look how they treat themselves. I know a lot of y'all might be like, well, a lot of people treat themselves like shit, but they treat other people better than themselves. And you are absolutely correct, because they're using somebody else for a distraction than focusing on themselves. It is just temporarily that the true nature of that person will come out. A person that truly loves, and I mean truly love, they love themselves first. I'm not saying being selfish, but they understand, like, listen, I'm not perfect. I come with flaws, but I ain't. Will Smith played in a movie called Beautiful Collateral, or Collateral Beauty. Yes, it was Collateral Beauty. And within it, they was talking about, look at all the destruction, look at all the chaos in the world, and it's still beautiful. We can find beauty into everything. I don't know if you have read the book, Pac actually did a poem. How can a rose from a concrete in the middle of the jungle, meaning pretty much the hood, can grow? A beautiful thing that everybody, for the most part, kind of like, a rose. And if you know anything about the jungle or basically the hood, you don't really see a lot of beauty, or one may think that you don't see a lot of beauty in the ghetto. But there's beauty all around us. We just got to take time to actually, you know, kind of look at it. But that's what love is, okay? And that's my definition. By all means, you can truly adapt what I'm talking about, or even look into your own true definition. But I truly believe that a lot of people need to get off this Walt Disney type of love, because it's screwing up your mental, you know, status of how to actually attract somebody. You know, if we took time knowing how to date, knowing how to love, knowing yourself, especially knowing history, because a lot of people look at the outside, you know, social media, their parents, just social media, like the world. And I'm not saying that social media is causing us to get far away from what love is, because I truly believe that a lot of people need a guide. But I'd rather you take time to figure out yourself first before you start jumping on a bandwagon and bashing other people that's not on the same page as you because your thoughts are not in line with the other person thought. You know, just FYI, you might be the person in the wrong on how you thinking. So, and one thing that I noticed, right? And then I'm gonna leave you off on this. One thing that I noticed with people, why people get upset, and it's not even for what most people think. Most people get upset is because they feel uncomfortable with the other person's decisions. Let me explain. As we talk about love, if a person express how they feel and how they move around through love, and if it doesn't match with their belief, now they feel uncomfortable and they're going to get mad because it doesn't match and is not in line with their view and their philosophy. And it's okay. I mean, this is what makes who we are so unique. You know, two different people coming from two different backgrounds with two different viewpoints can bring something to the table. And that's what's so beauty. Instead of like basically trashing the other person, learn. You know, to me, love is all about learning. Okay. Love should not be this cookie cutter, square, whatever box that you're trying to fit in. Like this 8 billion people on this planet. Why is everybody trying to fit everybody in this one particular box? Love is so unique. It's beautiful. It's disaster. Like it's chaos. It's ugly. It's messy. But it is beautiful. And it doesn't need to be a certain way. If it makes sense to you, then so be it. If it's not hurting the other person, if it's not hurting somebody, doesn't really matter how a person express love and what their true definition of love is. Long as that you know at the end of the day, for whatever the definition is for them love is, if you can truly say that they love you in their way, ain't that what we looking for? Or honestly, at the end of the day, ain't we all trying to look for somebody that to understand us and make us feel basically comfortable? I would think that's the biggest thing that we look for, is to be comfortable. It's to be comfortable around somebody that we can tell them our dreams, our wants, our desire. Somebody that we can trust. Somebody that's not going to make us feel like shit because we think a different way. We act a different way. We laugh. We talk a different way. Like being comfortable. And I'm about to be real right now. As you can tell, my voice kind of went a different way. Being comfortable, I truly believe that's the true definition of love. It's at the end of the day, if I had a bad day or if there's something's going on, I should be able to be comfortable enough to come to that person and tell that person. Like, I truly believe that's what love is. I mean, obviously the byproducts of what most people talk about is that passionate, desirable sex and all this other stuff. But when you pull away all the layers, if you really want to look at it for what it is, it's just being comfortable. I just want to be comfortable enough to let my guard down. And in return, you can get all of me and I can get all of you. So I hope y'all enjoy this. I hope y'all took a lot from this segment. Love is definitely one of my strongest and biggest topics that I definitely love, because I truly believe that we need to work on it a lot more, because a lot of people don't truly know what that is. Let alone giving out love in whatever shape or form that is. We need to stop and take a look at ourselves and truly know what love is for us before we start basically giving away or demanding somebody give us love. So Like always, if you know if somebody needs to hear this, please share this, like this, pass this around. I'm back full force. The next time I get on air, we will do another segment. And I'm rolling through this. I'm having fun. Like I said before, I am back. And until next time, listen, stay safe out there and be happy. Don't let nobody take your joy. I'll talk to you.